KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny today, a high near 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Topping local news, a district court judge has denied a request by an Atlantic man to have his 5-year prison sentence reconsidered. According to Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner, Rex Dean McDermott filed his motion on October 6th, asking Judge Jeffrey L. Larson to reconsider the sentence originally imposed on November 12th of 2013. The judge on Monday subsequently entered an order denying McDermott's request. Feisner said the court's action is not subject to appeal, and while McDermott could make one final request to the judge to reconsider the request for another hearing on the matter, other than that, all criminal appeals have been exhausted and ruled upon by the Iowa Court of Appeals. Pending any other challenges to the matter, such as a civil petition for post-conviction relief, McDermott will remain in the custody of the Iowa Department of Corrections until he's paroled. McDermott was arrested in October of 2012 on a felony charge of willful injury and a serious misdemeanor charge of domestic abuse assault, following an incident involving his wife that occurred at R&B Feeds in Atlantic. An additional felony charge of domestic abuse assault by strangulation was filed in December of 2012. McDermott pled guilty to the latter charge in September of last year, and in November of that year was sentenced to a maximum of 5 years in prison with credit for time served. McDermott appealed the sentence, but the Iowa Court of Appeals affirmed the district court's decision. The Iowa Supreme Court also later affirmed the district court ruling. McDermott was subsequently transported to the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville and is currently being held at the correctional facility in Fort Dodge. Police in Audubon on Thursday released a report on their most recent arrests. On September 28th, 21-year-old Luke John Earlbeck of Audubon was arrested for harassment in the third degree. Earlbeck appeared before a magistrate and pled guilty to the charge. And back on September 21st, officers with the Audubon Police Department arrested 40-year-old Tiffany Michelle Kidd of Audubon for violation of parole of probation. She was transported to the Audubon County Jail, where she was being held. A Creston woman reported to police on Wednesday that someone had used her credit card without her knowledge or authorization. The card was used in Detroit, Michigan on several dates. The loss was estimated at just over $90. The incident remains under investigation. Two state anti-drug groups are launching a series of town hall meetings that will be held in every one of Iowa's 99 counties. The focus is on how each of the counties is addressing substance abuse. Peter Komendowski is president and CEO of the Partnership for a Drug-Free Iowa, which is working with the governor's Office of Drug Control Policy on the statewide effort.
One of the reasons we do it is that the governor's office and our legislators actually like hearing what we find. I mean, they're interested in what's going on in Iowa, because at some point the voters will speak out in the polls, but the elected officials need to know what's going on so they can be actually proactive while they're in office. It's not just about getting elected. It's about doing a good job.
The town hall meetings are an opportunity for Iowans to speak their minds, he says, and to have their concerns transmitted directly to the state leaders who may be able to make a difference.
Knowing that these concerns are there and the community can rally together to work on these issues, I think empowers them to put to play the kind of legislation it's going to take to have strong and effective drug policy that give the coalitions and the treatment people the kind of tools they need, and law enforcement the tools that they need to keep our community safe.
The project, according to Komendowski, is a blueprint for healthy communities for the state. The goal is to tour all 99 counties by the end of next year and present the information to state lawmakers in 2016. Town hall meetings have already been held in Webster City and Jewell, with more scheduled in the coming weeks in Clinton, Shenandoah, and Iowa City. You can learn more at www.drugfreeiowa.org. State regulators selected a company Thursday to begin the process of cutting the number of Greyhound tracks in half. Lawmakers created a deal that was signed into law by the governor that shuts down the Council Bluffs track and shifts the management of the dog racing in Dubuque to the Iowa Greyhound Association. The deal also requires the casinos that are now running the tracks to pay into a retirement fund to get out of the dog racing business. Iowa Racing and Gaming Administrator Brian Orilko says Spectrum Gaming of New Jersey will handle the issue.
What this vendor will do is go through a public process and make a recommendation to the commission promulgating rules for this distribution.
The company will use the next several months to come up with a plan.
The process for them to receive public input will go on throughout the winter. The report will be expected in late February with a public presentation at the March meeting.
The deal reached in the legislation has the Council Bluffs Casino paying $65 million over the next 7 years and the Dubuque Casino paying $1 million each year into the fund. Half of the fund goes to retiring greyhound breeders and the other half goes to those still in the industry. Oroco says the paperwork is also in the works to shut down the two current dog tracks.
Both tracks have noticed the commission that they intend to terminate live greyhound racing. Steak and Dubuque, their last day will be December 31st. Now that's their last day to hold a racetrack license.
The track is running simulcast races right now. The other track has a little more time before it stops running the dogs.
Horseshoe over in Council Bluffs, the statute requires them to run through the 2015 racing season. They run year-round, and so there will be one more year there.
The Iowa Greyhound Association filed an application on October the 1st for a license to run greyhounds.
The commission's currently reviewing that application. The DCI is performing backgrounds on board members and key employees. A decision will need to be made by December 1st as whether or not to grant that license. Should that license be awarded, they will be able to open on January 1st.
Oroco said the track would begin with a simulcast racing in January if it's approved for the license. He says they plan to have public input before the final decision on the license.
We're going to hold a special meeting, still unsure of the date, either late October or first week of November, to allow the Iowa Greyhound Association to present on their application, but also get public input from those that maybe support or oppose the application. And so all of that information will be helpful for the commission in addition to that application prior to the decision being made at the November meeting.
The Racing and Gaming Commission made the decisions on the Greyhound issue at their meeting yesterday in Clinton. Officials say a man suspected of shooting a Sioux City police officer remains in critical condition at a hospital in Omaha. Jenny Nowatsky, a spokeswoman of the Nebraska Medical Center, said Noah Ironshell was listed in critical condition as of just before 6 p.m. on Thursday. Rose Ironshell told the Sioux City Journal that her nephew is clinically unresponsive but did not elaborate. Authorities say that Noah Ironshell shot Officer Jill Ohm last Friday as she responded to a Sioux City house about a disturbance on a person who might be suicidal. He's accused of shooting her in the chin. Ohm was taken to a hospital with injuries that were not believed to be life-threatening. Ironshell was later found in the basement of an abandoned home with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.